This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Haiti was engulfed in chaos Thursday, the day after President Jovenel Moïse was assassinated, with authorities vowing to hunt down more of the mercenaries allegedly responsible for shooting him to death in the bedroom of his home just outside Port-au-Prince. Police said that seven suspects had been killed and six others arrested, among them two American citizens. The U.S. State Department has not confirmed the reports that two of its citizens are in detention. Three officers who had been held hostage were freed Thursday, while the hunt for additional gunmen continued. Moïse's wife was injured in the attack and airlifted to a trauma center in Miami, Florida, here in the U.S., where the prime minister said she was in stable condition. Interim Prime Minister Claude Joseph placed the country under a state of siege, in effect martial law. Joseph urging calm and asking people to reopen businesses and go back to work as he ordered the reopening of the international airport. Meantime, the motivation for the assassination remains unclear. Crews working at the site of a condominium collapse in Florida trying to recover the bodies of victims after determining there was no chance anyone in the rubble could still be alive 2 weeks after the building in Surfside collapsed. Officials say the death toll rose to 64 Thursday, with about 76 people still unaccounted for. President Joe Biden announced on Thursday, the U.S. military mission in Afghanistan will conclude August 31st. Speaking at the White House, the president defended his decision to end America's longest war, reiterating that the status quo is not an option. Biden said higher priorities for the U.S. these days include shoring up strengths to compete economically with China. Via remote, this is VOA News. The Olympic flame arrived Friday in Tokyo, but the public will be kept away at a low-key welcoming ceremony because of coronavirus fears, the day after a heartbreaking announcement that spectators would be banned from most games events. The move was made following talks between the government, Tokyo organizers, and Olympic officials. Japan's prime minister said the state of emergency was essential to stop Tokyo from becoming the source of another wave of infections as the highly infectious Delta variant spreads. The ban on spectators has ended hopes for Tokyo organizers of adding a public spectacle to the event, which has already been delayed by a year. Pfizer says it's about to seek U.S. authorization for a third dose of its COVID-19 vaccine. The company said Thursday that another shot could dramatically boost immunity and maybe help ward off the latest worrisome coronavirus mutant. Research from multiple countries show the widely used coronavirus vaccines offer strong protection against the highly contagious Delta vaccine, or rather Delta variant. And in other news that we're following, the foreign ministers of Egypt and Sudan appeared to go to the UN Security Council Thursday to intervene in their dispute with Ethiopia over the operation of a mega dam on the Nile River. Tensions have escalated since Addis Ababa said Monday it had begun its second phase of filling the Grand Ethiopian Renaissance Dam, as it's known. Downstream neighbors, Egypt and Sudan, object, insisting that a legally binding agreement that governs how the dam is filled and operated must first be in place. Ethiopia started building the dam on the Blue Nile as a major hydropower project. Construction is nearly complete, and Addis Ababa says the dam will help bring electricity to 65 million Ethiopians who do not have it. Egypt and Sudan asked the council to adopt the resolution put forward by council member Tunisia. It demands that Ethiopia stop filling the dam and calls for the three countries to resume negotiations and reach a legally binding agreement within 6 months. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote. VOA News.